Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
In just a second or two, we're going to talk more about the, separating fact from the fiction that that sometimes induces panic, especially these days. And we're standing by to hear from the Director of Infectious Diseases and the Vice Chairman of the Department of Medicine at the South Shore Hospital in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Dr. Todd Ellerin is an instructor in medicine at the Harvard Medical School, and he's going to join us in just a minute here to talk more about all of this. There is some good news to report out of China. You may have heard about this. For the first time since the crisis began, China reporting no new local infections for the previous 24 hours. The experts say at least 14 straight days without new infections are needed for the outbreak to be considered over. So we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks. New CDC data shows nearly 40% of hospitalized patients in this country were aged 20 to 54. The risk of dying significantly higher in older people, but nobody is immune to this. Doctor, good to have you on with us this morning. And what would you say is the number one misconception out there about the coronavirus?
Well, I think first of all, it's good to be here. One of them is that this is mostly a very severe virus and you know, that can cause death. That, while that can happen, that's the very small part of what this is. Most people who get this are asymptomatic or have mild illness. We know that's true from all the calls that we're getting, okay? But it is true, you're right. The most vulnerable groups are the elderly and those with weakened immune systems. But you can't say just because you're age 20 to 50 that, you know, if you get sick, rarely you can be fighting for your life. But again, that's the exception, not the rule. The rule for most is that this is a mild illness.
I was talking to some folks yesterday, young people who have parents who are 65, 70 and above. And so this question came up. If you have a cold, the common cold, how do you deal with the older people in your life? I mean, you just have to stay away, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
That is important. Yeah, of course. We have to, not just because we're in a COVID-19 kind of, you know, time period, but we want to, when we're not feeling well, we want to stay away. But I also want to let people know that, you know, for the most part, the sniffles don't end up being COVID-19 positive. All right. We know this through testing. By the way, most people who are tested for this come back negative. Another important thing, there's a lot of other respiratory viruses that when you add them all together, make up much more of what's going on than COVID-19, even though we're watching a rise from that.
Yeah, what do we know now about the virus on surfaces? How long will it remain on various surfaces?
You know, we're hearing a few hours, we're hearing a few days, we're hearing up to 9 days. The truth of the matter is we have extremely sensitive tests that are trying to pick up this virus. We have no idea if this virus is alive or dead. This may be just dead virus that we're just, you know, able to detect. So the more important thing, rather than focusing on the surfaces, is focusing on our hands and making sure we aggressively and consistently use hand hygiene with soap and water or alcohol-based gel. And with the soap and water, minimum 20 seconds.
I got up this morning, and before I checked the news, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be positive about it. I'm going to look on the bright side of things if I can. And then the first thing I see on social media, this story being passed around with the headline, "Scientists warn we may need to live with social distancing for a year or more." I don't want to believe that. Do you?
No, I really don't either. The one thing I can say is, remember, with all this social distancing, we are less likely to spread this from person to person. So one of the things that happens when you flatten the curve, which means not everyone gets sick at once, is that it can prolong things. The question we have to ask ourselves, though, are the measures that we're taking, is that, are the benefits worse than the risks? And we really have to think about that. That's not an easy answer. My hope is as we hear about more mild cases, we're going to see that overall this is not as severe as we think.
So if what we're doing now works, what are things going to look like, and what would the timetable be? Do you have any idea?
Well, the timetable, the problem with that is we really have to see what happens with the measures we're doing. If the measures that we're doing are working, then we're not going to have more draconian measures. The question for how long is, we'll have to see once we start relaxing. We have to see, say, is it still going well, or are we seeing like another wave of this? So to answer that, it really depends on what happens.
Well, we appreciate the good information from Dr. Todd Ellerin, Director of Infectious Diseases at South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts, and an instructor there at the Harvard Medical School. We appreciate it. Keep us posted, Doc.
It's good to be on your show. Thank you.